Okay, we are, 15 is all taken care of. Miscellaneous staff report. So Karen?
Yes, thank you. A couple of legislative news items. We typically do a full legislative update around December once we know which bills passed and which were vetoed that would impact us. So this isn't meant to be a full legislative update yet. But AB 2833 passed, and that was approved by the governor. This is the one we talked about a couple months ago, where it would the objective is to increase transparency into alternative investment fees. So it imposes obligations on the retirement system to ask for and require more disclosures from alternative investment managers about their fees and certain items there, as well as the retirement system will now have to annually have a disclosure at a public meeting of those fees. So we're going to be gearing up to have our internal processes and our contracts reflect that new requirement. That was an addition to the Public Records Act, the California Public Records Act.
Darren, it would we will have an alert out to you in the next couple of days on the intricacies of that and some of the issues that that's going to raise as you talk to some of our investment managers about the disclosures they're not going to have to make, whether they want to do business with us or not, not just us, everybody in California. That was a serious issue that was raised as this was going through the legislature. We tried to get some change in that, didn't work. We also tried to get what usually comes with these bills that the legislature passes that mandates retirement boards to do something. We tried to get the caveat that it has to be consistent with your fiduciary duties. They refused to put that in the bill. So that's not in the bill now. There may be situations where we go to a manager that we really think we, you know, it's an opportunity to invest. You had a couple of people coming in today. We think there's a real opportunity. It worked. It's in our asset allocation mix. We're counting on that kind of style to boost our return. And they say, well, you know, if your money's conditioned by this requirement that we make these disclosures, we'll take Alabama's money. We don't need your money. And then there's no basis in this on which the board can say, well, we're going to weigh the pros and cons of that and go with the investment.
I guess I'm assuming that there is, this is a wheel that needs to be developed in the same manner for every one of the 37 Act plans plus CalPERS and CalSTRS.
Right.
So there ought to be lots of models fairly quickly, I would think. In other words, we don't need to invent the wheel on this. We ought to have a fairly similar.
We're going to talk about that at SACRS. At the attorney breakout, we've already arranged that there's going to be a conversation about that. Our thinking is for the systems that we do the investment work for is that we're going to keep it very simple. The side letter is going to have a provision that will simply say, you assure us that you'll comply with the disclosure requirements in this section of California law.
Okay.
I'm hoping to convince our colleagues that that's the way to go. Because if we go down this route of everybody defining what a fee is, who's a related party, and who's it paid to, you know, it'll be like the typical SACRS thing where everybody's got different interpretations.
And John, just so you know, the investment officers for all the 37 acts, plus some charter systems in UC Regents, are getting on a call next week, I believe it is, trying to hash out what everybody's plans are from an investment sourcing perspective, how this is going to impact us, how we're thinking about this. And we'll obviously have that discussion and coordinate back with legal counsels.
Good.
You know, especially with our portfolio, from what you heard from Tim and Ed earlier today, where we're actually going to be moving over time, transitioning to a couple of big new managers of things and getting out of others, that it's going to have an impact.
The good news is we're in the midst of interviewing private markets advisors right now. Guess what question we're asking every single one of them?
Ahead of the curve.
So next, briefly, AB 1853, that's the Sackers bill that would allow retirement board for Searle Systems to opt to become independent from the county. That was vetoed by the governor.
Was there any
interesting?
Did he say why he vetoed that?
He issued a letter with an explanation for why he thought he didn't.
Did you get a chance to read it? Do you have
yes, I actually have it with me. It's he thought it was too far-reaching, and he prefers that systems work with their plan sponsor to agree on that sort of departure.
Not that it was specific enough. It, I mean, if it was more specific, do you think he would have?
He didn't say anything about specificity. It was all about work with the county to
CSAC opposed it, and a lot of counties opposed it because it took power away from the Board of Supervisors, and it gave the power to the retirement board to make a decision about whether it was going to be independent.
Well, at the Sackers, last conference, I mean, the vote was 11-4 and 9 against, and so it was only won by one vote in terms of Sackers supporting it.
Yeah, he ends his letter by saying this more collaborative approach of agreeing with a plan sponsor better serves the public interest.
All right.
So that's all I have.
I'm glad we did what we did.
Which one? Have you done that?
Yeah.
You should be glad too, right?
Oh, fine.
Okay, Tim.
Harvey's outside.
Harvey's after
professional.
I'm outside. No. Yeah.
I think there's a sidebar going on.
Yeah. I just want to make sure with the sidebar is
developed. Vis-a-vis a separate conversation. I need to know.
Jerry, I am working vis-a-vis into every single presentation I give for the next year.
Oh, bueno.
Three quick things. Update on the private markets advisory search. We had interest from 20 firms, which I communicated to the trustees for the
right.
quiet period. We have responses.
There's not going to be very many people to talk to. It's
we have responses from 15, so some of those didn't respond. I'll give you an updated list. And we're in the winnowing process now, including interviews over the next couple weeks with the folks we think are most likely contenders, with the goal of having some kind of communication back to the trustees in November in terms of narrowing down that universe. Two quick manager updates that have happened in the past couple days, so I don't have time to prepare memos for you. Angela Gordon on Friday announced the creation of a management committee to run the firm. John Angelo and Michael Gordon had run with Larry Schloss in the past. You'll remember earlier this year we were coming back about every week with a new personnel change or restructuring in Angela Gordon. And they told us they were going to have a plan in place by the end of summer. We have that plan now. They've created a management committee that consists of John Angelo, Kirk Wickman, who's the chief operating officer, Adam Schwartz, who's the head of the real estate group, and we've got two real estate investments with them, and a new hire, Josh Baumgartner. Who joined earlier this year. So the four of them will run this group. Essentially, this creates the succession planning. If John Angelo were to leave the firm, the management committee will retain the the oversight of the overall organization. So we're going to try to follow up with them in the next week or so to get some more information there. We generally view that as a positive outcome. We have a succession plan in place.
You're going to be back there with torchlight. You can go and visit them.
We're trying to get something scheduled. Yeah. With regards to torchlight, they announced on Monday a key man provision was triggered. Bill Stachelatis is taking a one-year sabbatical, during which time he's going to have no responsibilities. So they are proposing a new position or a new person come on to the investment committee. That's the key man provision for the Fund 5. Luca Antalti, we're going to have a number of trustees there next week for their annual meeting. We'll be meeting with Luca, understand the change, and see if this is something we can set to or not. So more on that later.
Okay. Gail?
I wanted to mention a couple things. One, the actual valuation report for 2015 is going to be presented at the October 20th meeting, not October 12th. We're also looking at having the GASB 68 report at that same meeting for your approval.
Is Paul going to present at that?
Paul and John will both be here at that meeting.
Okay.
I was anticipating some employers coming, so I felt like it would be nice to have 68 at the same time while they're both here. And then also some of the recruitments we have going on is an executive assistant, deputy CEO, the newly created deputy general counsel to help our help assist our general counsel out, and accounting supervisor. We're pretty close to being fully staffed, which I'm very happy to report.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, we made some great strides over the last year in recruitments, which I think was really helped by having us run them.
Okay. Harvey.
No, I was going to just, if Karen hadn't covered the ledge stuff, I had a couple of those, but she covered them, so we're all good.
Trustees. You don't need to say anything about Marin or any of that other stuff that you were...
Never heard of it.
Okay. I'm good with that. Believe me, I'm good with it. Trustees?
Right. Trustees.
Yeah, just shortly. We have two people from our system that are going to speak at the California Retirement Association's meeting in October 12th.
This is the Walnut Creek one.
In the Walnut Creek one. And all board members are invited. You'll get to come and hear Gail talk about becoming an independent employer and what that involved. And we're going to try and round up this guy to talk about FFP. I don't think Gail's talked to you yet, but I'm going to kind of crack the egg a little bit so it'll be easier.
It's been cracked.
Okay.
Working out some things.
And I believe Harvey's also going to be a speaker there. So we have kind of loaded up the agenda with Sarah employees, and I'm glad that y'all are gonna do it. The other counties don't get that much participation from. They might get their CEO, but they don't get their CIO. They don't get their attorney or any of that. You guys all stepped up. I'm thankful for that. And I know
Angelo,
if Mike was
too.
Here, he'd say the same thing. He'd say thank you to you.
You got Paul coming, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Paul Angelo's coming, too.
Trifecta.
We're going to have a regular board meeting.
it's not October 12th. It's October 17th.
Okay, October 17th. Thank you.
We'll be here on the 12th at a board meeting.
Yeah, okay. So, and I get the pleasure of introducing Gail. And I think Mike's going to introduce you, and I don't know who's going to do Paul. And if he concedes, I'll introduce you too.
All right. Any other board trustee comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Passed.
Let's go. So you think Calvin? Yeah.